Bonjour, Gakanawea. We two talk indigenous guys. Chumukimanish Nindao, Dashneo, Abachaton, and Nishnabe Moen, and also Gishigat. Daga, we Jewish in Ojibwe Moda, the podcast where we learn Ojibwe one conjugation at a time. Hello, this is Jeremy. Welcome to episode 7. On this episode, we're going to talk about tenses in Ojibwe language. So yeah, we're going to add a little bit more than what Oshkabeo's Native Journal says. For VIIs in the entry, it only talks about gi, we, and da as tense markers, and I'm just going to add in da, and so that gets us kind of the four most common tenses in Ojibwe language that are used across all the different verb groups. So this is a really good week to pay attention, listen to this episode a bunch of different times, because as you get these tenses in your head, they will be the same across all verb groups. So it's a really good thing to get down correctly now. Anyway, so those tense markers are gi, that's the past tense prefix. So you put that at the beginning of the word. So ate, it is in a certain place. If you want to say it was in a certain place, you say gi ate, it was in a certain place. That's our past tense marker. If we want to say the future tense, there are a bunch of different ways to say things will happen in the future. So we is sort of the desirative. That's the hopeful maybe isn't the right word, but kind of it's like the thing you want to happen, the desirative future tense. So I'll often translate it as will or want to. So wasaya magad, it is sunny. If you want to say it will be sunny, which is obviously, you know, maybe something you hope will happen, it becomes we wasaya magad. It will be sunny. So when you hear me kind of say how to translate things for the quizzes and stuff, when I say will, that's what I'm saying, is use that we tense. And the way my head works for remembering that we is in the future and it's that desirative tense, maybe this was something that Wagush did in classes, I'm not sure, but I just think of it as like we. Like you're super excited. This is a thing that you are wanting to happen. So we wasaya magad. Gi, that past tense marker. What's a good way to remember gi? Gi. I heard somebody say, you know, gi is in the past. It's gone. Gi is gone. Gi ate. It was in a certain place. I'm not quite sure. I still haven't really had a gi thing that really helps me remember that that's what it is. Just do it over and over and over again and kind of get comfortable with it. All right, the other future tense markers, we've got duh, just D-A, duh. So duh is it's the future tense marker for something that is certain to happen. Like it's kind of like it is gonna happen. Duh is your shall tense where there is no doubt. Like this is a future that is going to happen for sure. So often I'll translate that as, or other people will, as shall. So gisanamagad, it is cold. Gisanamagad, to say it shall be cold, you just say da gisanamagad, it shall be cold. All right, and then the additional one we're going to put on here is da. So da is just da, and da is daa. And this is a future tense marker for things that kind of could, would, or should happen. So it's not as emphatic as duh, and it's not as aspirational or hopeful as we. It's just, oh yeah, that could happen. So give me one, it is raining. Give me one, it is raining, becomes da give me one. Da give me one. All right. We're going to, so da is new, and then I'm also going to talk really briefly about initial consonant change, which is, it shows up in greater detail further on in the Oshkabewis issue, but I think it's important to talk about now just because it's going to make your ability to use some of these tenses more helpful. So just know that when you use gi or we, so gi is our past tense marker and we is our future tense marker, with either of those, gi or we, the next consonant might harden up. So it's a really subtle thing to hear sometimes, but like if it's a G sound, so gi gisana, that gisana turns into kisana. So gi kisana. And if it's in the future, it's the same thing. We kisana. And so G's turn to K's. Basically, just any of these sounds that are sort of a little bit soft, they get hardened up. It's not every single consonant. It's just the following ones. Sorry for doing this now. This is going to make it confusing. So just know that this happens, but we'll talk about it in more detail in a couple weeks. So those changes, B, as in B-ned, turns into a P. So P-ned. B, B-ned, we P-ned. D, as in, have we done a D word yet? I'm struggling to remember one. But a D word, so like if it was we dagoshin, that would turn into we tagoshin. We dagoshin, we tagoshin. A G goes from a g sound to a k sound, so from G to K. So we gushkandum, it's actually we kushkandum, right? A J sound, so we like if we're going to say jibakwe, we jibakwe, it actually gets turned into a ch sound, we chibakwe. And then same thing with Z, we zogipon, like if it will snow, we zogipon, it's actually we sogipon. So it's just making it a little bit easier to sound. I'll put these in the show notes. We'll talk about it more, like I said, in a couple weeks. But just so you know, for those Bs, Ds, Gs, Js, and Zs, get in the habit of hardening up those first consonants. This is another thing, though, that remember, in syllabics, these are the same symbols. It's not a huge change. Just know that it does happen. It's really helpful, too, if you're trying to read Ojibwe or hear Ojibwe words and then try to, like, search them later to know all the changes that are happening to that word. And so oftentimes those first consonants get hardened up, but it's not a thing people will yell at you if you forget to do. Anyway, let's go to Oshkabewis Native Journal, Volume 4, Number 1. Tenses. A powerful concept in any language is the use of tenses to express past and future conditions. Using tenses on VIIs is quite simple. They attach to the front of the verb stem. For the past tense, gi is added to the front of the stem. To denote a certain future condition, something shall happen, da is added to the front of the verb stem. To denote a wish or less certain future condition, something will or wants to happen, we is added to the front of the stem. Zogipo. Zogipo. It is snowing. Da zogipo. Da zogipo wabang. Da zogipo wabang. It shall snow tomorrow. Da zogipo wabang. Mijakwad. 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 The sky is clear. We mijakwad. We mijakwad. We mijakwad awaswabang. We mijakwad awaswabang. It will be clear the day after tomorrow. We mijakwad awaswabang. Ah bawa, it is warm weather. Ah bawa, ah bawa. Gi, gi ah bawa. Gawin gi ah bawa sinun bijinago. Gawin gi ah bawa sinun bijinago. It wasn't warm yesterday. Gawin gi ah bawa sinun bijinago. All right, and then we'll add that one more example, which is for da. And so the da example is da gimme one wabang. Gimme one. Gimme one. It is raining. Da gimme one wabang. Da gimme one wabang. It could rain tomorrow. Okay? So, I guess first we should talk about the verbs, right? So zogipo, like our new word, zogipo, you'll see that also as zogipon, so with an N on the end of it. Zogipo or zogipon, both mean it is snowing. Just kind of know that off the bat. You probably see it more often with an N on the end of it without than without, but you see it conjugated both ways in the Ojibwe language People's Dictionary. And in the Nichols and Nyholm Dictionary. The other word, mijakwad. Mijakwad. Wow. This is a cool word. So mijakwad, you know, it's going to be a clear day tomorrow. So I think we've had anakwad. We had anakwad as a word yet? Yeah, anakwad. It is cloudy. So that akwad is that kind of cloudy thing, right? So mijakwad is like the absence of a cloud is kind of what's going on there with the word. So mijakwad. It will be a clear sky, or it's a clear sky. What was the other new word? Sorry, my notes are all over the place here a little bit. Abawa. Man, abawa is such a good word. It's warm. It's warm out. It's warm weather. Like, it just feels like, it feels like the way that you would express it's warm weather after a long winter. It's like, abawa. It's an easy one to remember. Abawa. I forgot to do really a refresher. So last week we did the yes or no question, right? Where you just say enna as a second word, and then that is how you turn things into a yes or no question. So using enna in tandem with tenses really gives you lots of conversational opportunities. So we'll focus on that with our conversation examples as sort of a refresher. So yeah, there's a lot going on in this episode, talking about all these tenses, and keeping them handy is going to be tricky. So what I would highly recommend is, so my study strategy for all this stuff, I'll tell you what I do. Maybe that works for you. Maybe it doesn't, is to just practice saying each of these tenses over and over again. We've got a pretty robust list of words at this point. You can go through and just say them all and just put in each one of those tense markers. This is why I wanted to talk about initial consonant change, so you could get into the habit of saying this correctly. So our word list, you know, which is in the show notes, you can just kind of run right down. So gisana, right? It is called gisana. So let's do past tense first. So remember, with past tense, that gi marker, gi is going to trigger that initial consonant change. So anything that starts with, you know, a G or a B, those are the only examples that are going to affect us, or a Z, are going to get hardened up. So gisana, gisana, or gisana magad, that's going to turn into kisana magad once we put that gi on there, or once we put the we on there. So here's what I would do if I was trying to like learn all these things, right? Is just go through and do each of them, say them in Ojibwe, and then say them in English so your head gets used to hearing it. So gi kisana magad. Gi kisana magad. It was cold. Gi kisana magad. It was cold. Gi ate. Gi ate. It was in a certain place. Gi nundagwad. Gi nundagwad. Gi nundagwad. It was heard. Gi kimewan. Gi kimewan. Gi kimewan. Gi kimewan. It was raining. Gi kimewan. It was raining. Gi awanabisa. Gi awanabisa. Gi awanabisa. It was sprinkling. And just go all the way down. Once you get to zogipon, that's where we get that. Gi sogipon. Gi sogipon. It was snowing. Gi sogipon. With echoes, gi paswewe, gi paswewe, gi paswewe. It was echoing. So that's our gi. Then go through and do everything with we. So we kisana, we kisana. It will be cold. We kisana. We ate, we ate, we ate. It will be in a certain place. We nundagwad, we nundagwad. It will be heard. We kikendagwad, we kikendagwad. It will be known. Just run through all these verbs and get used to saying them out loud. And then hopefully that'll help to cement the tenses into your head. And also the da and the da. So da gisina, da gisina. It could be cold. Da ate, da ate. It should be in a certain place. Da micha, da micha. It could be big. It could be big. Da onishishin, da onishishin. Da onishishin. It should be nice. Da noden. Da noden. Da noden. It could be windy. Now, if you want to be really emphatic about it, that da is really a lot of emphasis. Later on, as we get familiar with da, with other conjugations added onto it in other verb forms, that da turns into a ga a little bit. We'll talk about that in a couple months. So when we're in VAIs, we'll talk about ga. But ga and da are sort of the same conjugations or the same tense. It's just if you've got a person conjugating it, just ignore that. That's VAI unit. But da is a real emphatic emphasis tense marker. And you'll hear, the only reason I was kind of confusing the thing by saying that ga and da are sort of the same thing is that ga, you'll still kind of hear as like an emphasis particle, just like sprinkled in with words like ga or gusha. Gah. really is emphatic. So it's emphatically gonna happen, is how I kind of help to remember that. So, ga gissena, it shall be cold. Ga ate, it shall be in a certain place. Ganundagwad, it shall be heard. Ga gimiwan, it is raining. I won't read through all these. I've already done too much, but just do that. Practice these words, repeat them a bunch. For me too, I just wrote everything out over and over and over again. I would write each verb with the different tense markers and write it in Ojibwe and English. The key with learning for me was to repeat the phrases and the rules and the grammar you're trying to learn in as many different ways as possible. So you give your brain multiple approaches to like making memories and making those synapses, like creating the memory that will help you remember the rules and how to speak the language. So it doesn't have to be so much work all the time to kind of think about it. Okay, so let's try some conversational stuff, because like I said, using that gi and we in tandem with like the enna, the question thing, really makes lots of questions available. So like I said, the way this is going to work, I'm just going to ask you a question. We're going to use one of our new vocabulary words today, and just try to answer me. Just try to answer me organically. I'll give you a little bit of time, and then I'll kind of say some of the possible answers. And if you're doing kind of listening to this podcast with a friend, you can, you know, practice these conversations with one another. So we're going to look at abawa, which is that it is nice out or it is warm weather. Okay, so that's our vocabulary word, and we're looking at tenses here. So gi abawa ena nungum. Gi abawa ena nungum. Gi abawa ena nungum. Gi abawa ena nungum. So what am I saying and what would you respond? Gi abawa ena nungum. Good. Okay, so some of the things you might have said, you could say ea gi abawa nungum. Ea gi abawa nungum. Or ea gi abawa magad nungum. Ea gi abawa magad nungum. Both of those mean, yes, it was warm today. Or you could have said, gawin gi abawa senun nungum. Gawin gi abawa senun nungum. Gawin gi abawa senun nungum. Or gawin gi abawa gawin gi abawa magasenun nungum. Gawin gi abawa magasenun nungum. Both of those would mean, no, it was not warm today. So that gi abawa, gi abawa. All right, another conversation. So this one we're going to look at the word for rain, gimiwan, and our tense marker, da. So da gimiwan ena wabung. Da gimiwan ena wabung. Da gimiwan ena wabung. Da gimiwan ena wabung. Da gimme one and a wabung. Da gimme one and a wabung. All right. So what am I asking you? Da gimme one and a wabung. Got an answer? Go for it. Eh? Okay. So possible answers. Aya, da gimme one wabung. Aya, da gimme one wabung. Yes, it could rain tomorrow. Or aya, da gimme one. Why did I put that twice? Oh, or, you know, using your different tenses, you could change the tense marker. So rather than saying, da gimme one, it could rain tomorrow, you could be like, no, heck no, it's gonna rain tomorrow. Then you'd say, eya, da gimme one wabung. Eya, da gimme one wabung. This is why I'll try to be better about this, but as you're learning, it's good to really stress that da gimme one versus da gimme one, da gimme one. So you can hear the difference between those tense markers, which are pretty similar, right? Da or da. Da, da. Okay, so eya, da gimme one wabung. So if I say da gimme one ena wabung, could it rain tomorrow? You could say eya, da gimme one wabung. Eya, da gimme one wabung. Yes, it's showering tomorrow. Or you could say gawin da gimme one zinun wabung da zugipun. Gawin da gimme one zinun wabung da zugipun. No, it shall not rain tomorrow. It shall snow. Gawin da gimme one zinun wabung da zogipun. You can already start to like string these together and make some more complex sentences as we're talking about the weather. Gawain da gimme wansin un wabang da zogi pun. So no, it shall not rain tomorrow, it shall snow. Alright. Now let's do one more conversation here. So we're going to use our good old friend, the verb gijita. Gijita or gijita magad. So remember, gijita magad means it's finished, right? Gijita, it's finished. So, and we're going to use our future tense marker, we. And you remember with that we, it's going to harden up the G from gijita to kijita. So we kijita magad na wabang enokian. An enokian, sort of a word I made up for like a thing you're working on. Enokian. We'll talk about how that word comes to be when we are much further into the next verb group. But for now, we'll just kind of put it in there. So, we kijita magadena wabang enokian. 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 So this is supposed to be open-ended. Are you working on something today? Do you got an answer for that? Yeah, so what I'm asking is, will it be finished tomorrow, that thing you're working on? So you could respond, Eya, wikishita magad wabang. Eya, wikishita magad wabang. Yes, it will be finished tomorrow. Or, Gawin wikishitama gasinun wabang. Gawin wikishitama gasinun wabang. Gawin wikishitama gasinun wabang. No, it will not be finished tomorrow. All right. So, practice those tenses. It's going to be worth it. It's really worth it to spend extra time this week getting these tenses down correctly, practicing that vocab. And get it all solid. This is sort of the end of the basic form of sentences for VIIs. And next week we're going to start looking at how to make far more complex sentences, which is what they call conjunct or dependent or be form. So we're going to get to some pretty complicated sentences, and it's a whole different way of conjugating your VIIs so that you can say some pretty complex thoughts. So it's good to go back, kind of refresh your memory on everything. I should release another episode that's just a real quick rehash of A form, maybe. I'm not sure what I'm going to do about that, but yeah, spend some time looking at this. There might be another episode that's just me quickly going through and doing a refresher, since we didn't do that at the beginning of this episode because there was so much. But yeah, get those tenses down. Remember how to do all the pluralization that we've done. Remember how to do gawin, and think of these all. These are all the A form conjugations. And then we'll talk about B form. This is kind of how I shorthand it. Lots of language teachers have different ways of, like, they're dependent, conjunct, B form. Those are all sort of the same thing. At least I think. Anyway, all right. You know what that means, though. We're not quite done yet because, of course, first we need to have a quiz. So let's get our quiz going. All right. So we're going to go. So we're going to ask some questions here. I'm going to try to really stress the tenses that we're saying. So, anin ekedong shoganashimoin. So, we're going to start by me telling you something in Ojibwe, and then you tell me how to say it in English. So, anin ekedong da gimme one wabung. Da gimme one wabung. Da gimme one wabung. Anin ekedong da gimme one wabung shoganashimoin. Anin ekedong da gimme one wabung shoganashimoin. Da gimme one wabung. Da gimme one wabung shoganashimoin. Ready? Do it. Like the emperor. Do it. Anyway, da gimme one wabung shoganashimoin. How do you say that? Yeah, it could rain tomorrow. Da gimme one wabung. Good. Okay, anin ekedong ojibwe muin. So how do you say this in Ojibwe? It shall rain tomorrow. If da, gimme one, wabung is it could rain tomorrow, how do we say it shall rain tomorrow, Ojibwemowin? Aninekadong, it shall rain tomorrow, Ojibwemowin. Ready? It shall rain tomorrow. Ikadon. Oh, ah, good job. Okay, da gimme one wabung. Yeah, that's how you'd say that. Da gimme one wabung. It shall rain tomorrow. Okay. Aninekadong shaganashimuin. Aninekadong gi kimme one bijinago shaganashimuin. Gi kimme one bijinago shaganashimuin. Aninekadong gi kimme one bijinago. Gi kimme one bijinago. Kinakdam. Ikedon. Ki kime wan bijinago shaganashimuin. It did rain yesterday. Good. Yes, it rained yesterday. Ki kime wan bijinago. Okay, anin ikedong ojibwemuin. Anin ikedong ojibwemuin. It will rain tomorrow. It will rain tomorrow. Anin ikedong ojibwemuin. It will rain tomorrow. Ani nekedong ojibwemowin. It will rain tomorrow. It will rain tomorrow. Ikedon. Hen ishishin. We kime one wabung. We kime one wabung. It will rain tomorrow. Good job. Okay. Ani ekedong jaganashimowin. Ani ekedong jaganashimowin. Ki pinadun ena bijinago. Ki pinadun ena bijinago. Kipinadunana bijinago. Kipinadunana bijinago. Shaganashimuin aninekadong shaganashimuin. Kipinadunana bijinago. Aninekadong kipinadunana bijinago shaganashimuin. How do you say that in English? Kipinadunana bijinago. Heh. That's it. Were they clean yesterday? Or were they cleaned yesterday? Ki pina duna na bijinago. Were they cleaned yesterday? Ki pina duna na bijinago. Good job. All right, and finally here, anin ikadong ojibwemowin. Anin ikadong ojibwemowin. They were not hanging yesterday. They were not hanging yesterday. Anin ikadong ojibwemowin. They were not hanging yesterday. They were not hanging yesterday. They were not hanging yesterday. Ani nekedong ojibwemowin. They were not hanging yesterday. Hoa kinatau ojibwem. Yeah, gawin gi agode sinun en bijinago. Gawin gi agode sinun en bijinago. They were not hanging yesterday. All right. Well done, everyone. So yeah, we will... I am going to put up kind of a review... A-form VII episode, just to really talk about everything in one quick succession. That'll go up as a bonus episode. We'll post that on Wednesday, so that you really do spend some time with tenses. This is important stuff to get right, because it's gonna carry you all the way through your language learning. Some of these conjugations are like learning how to pluralize a VII gets sort of tricky. It's hard to think of when that's going to be useful sometimes, or to negate plural. It's like, it's really hard to imagine those sentences. But let me tell you, these tenses will serve you well. Every minute you spend getting those tenses in your brain now will have way bigger rewards down the line, because you're just always going to be using these tense markers. I mean, that's the same for all these conjugations. The reality for me has been, as somebody that, you know, I'm not a strong speaker, I don't speak Ojibwe nearly as much as I want to, but the reality is the conjugations you know best are the ones you wind up figuring out how to say what you need to. Like, you kind of, I have found that I sort of cheat around the conjugations I remember. So what that means is, if you learn all the conjugations really well, you're a really good Ojibwe speaker. And if you don't learn them all really well, you kind of wind up having to do some pigeon speak and shorthand stuff. So anyway, long episode today. So work on those tenses. And next week, we're going to start the real good stuff, that B form conjugations, where we can start to say some really complex sentences. So, miigwetchigo, bizendao yeg. Look for that review episode coming up on Wednesday. Cheers.